It's Thursday, August the 11th, and you're tuned in to the TNAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Always.
You know, there's been some big, big news this week, Anthony.
Dude, Toronto ran out of power.
It did. I saw that.
People were trapped in elevators.
Yeah, my company was sent home.
Nice.
But even bigger news, even bigger news than that, because this affects the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready? Metal Slug Tactics has been delayed to 2023.
Bruh, what the fuck?
Can you believe it?
Wasn't that game going to come out like April or some shit?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out like earlier this year, but it was delayed.
Because of the war.
And then now it's just been pushed to next year.
Dude, what if the war keeps going?
You know what else? I think I mentioned this the past episode, but Forsaken got delayed from this holiday to next year.
It was trending on Twitter because everyone was shitting on Joss Whedon for some reason.
For Forsaken?
Yeah.
Was he part of that game?
No, but I think they were shitting on him because they hated that Forsaken kind of copies his like writing style of characters and stuff, like the overly quippy main characters and stuff. And they're like, I hate Joss Whedon to popularize this. He's so blah, blah, blah. And everyone's getting butthurt about something that didn't exist and wasn't real.
Damn, I love witty characters.
I do too. I don't know what the problem was.
Damn. That sucks.
Dude, you're one of the real hipsters. They're on Twitter.
They're everywhere.
No.
They're inescapable.
They're in this
say.
Room.
What?
What?
You?
Huh?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Dude, I see you with your Dragon Ball shirt.
What's so hipster about a Dragon Ball shirt? Because you are wearing a shirt from a pizza company only found in this very city.
Because nobody knows Dragon Ball, all right? It's Dragon Ball Z. That's cool.
That's what you think. Oh. Because apparently, Epic Games knows about Dragon Ball.
Oh, what?
That's right.
This is going to be like a bonus? What happened? What's going on?
Because they are bringing Dragon Ball, the franchise, and Dragon Ball Z to Fortnite.
Bruh.
That's right.
Bruh.
Goku's getting
what?
A gun.
Dude, Goku. Oh, I got to look this
Goku
up. Oh, my God.
Goku is finally getting a gun.
Goku Fortnite.
You remember all those memes that we saw with Naruto and Sasuke just shotgunning each other? Now it's Goku's time.
Oh my God. Dragon Ball skins finally come to Fortnite next week. What the fuck?
So obviously we're getting Goku.
It's gotta be.
Obviously we're gonna get Vegeta, right? But that can't be it. What are you betting on? Piccolo?
Dude, there's gonna be Capsule Corp capsules in the game.
Dude. Like, will Bulma finally be able to kill somebody?
Dude. Who's more powerful with a gun? Bulma or Vegeta?
Bulma.
All right.
Clearly.
Okay.
It just got me thinking that I have never played Fortnite, and I feel like that's a giant gaping hole.
You've played Apex.
But I haven't played Fortnite, and I still don't even understand how it works.
Like, it's Apex.
Like, I know it's Battle Royale, but I know that the building component is largely important in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how it works, and I feel like maybe now is the time.
No, you gotta go into no build mode.
That doesn't sound fun. Maybe now is the time.
Maybe now's the
that
time.
I jump into Fortnite.
All right.
So,
well, you have fun. I'll listen to your exploits.
What's it called? It's called a Clash Royale.
Battle Royale.
No, when you win.
Oh, number one victory royale.
Oh,
yeah,
is that
Fortnite.
What it's called?
We about to get down.
Oh, okay.
Number one victory royale. You gonna drop in Tomato Town?
I don't even know what that means,
dude. You gotta drop in Tomato Town.
You're speaking a language.
You gotta stock up on Chug Jugs.
What?
Dude, you know nothing about Fortnite. That's crazy.
What's a chug jug?
You know what a chug jug is?
No.
It's basically like a shield cell or a shield battery in Apex.
I have no idea.
Dude, that's a chug jug.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Fortnite? I don't know.
Is it not called a health kit?
No, it's called a chug jug.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
You'll learn. You'll learn what all the hip, cool kids are doing.
But yeah, it just got me to think that, oh man, I need to understand this.
I got a donkey video for us later.
No, it's okay.
We can watch that.
No, I want to go in with fresh eyes.
No.
I don't want to be tainted.
That's
by,
impossible.
By your whatever this is.
That's impossible. You can't do it. I already spoiled you on Chug Jug. It's over. That's the whole game.
Listen, that's, if that's the tip of the iceberg, then I got a lot to learn.
Okay, all right.
That was my first pick, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Goku gun.
Yeah, Goku gets
Goku
the
finally
gun.
Getting a gun.
Since we're on the topic of anime, second trailer for Chainsaw Man has dropped.
Hell yeah.
Coming out this October.
It's got voice acting, sound effects.
This looks like a good show.
It's a really good show.
I might have to watch this and tell you all about it.
We should all watch it.
I'm going to tell you about how Chainsaw Man is great.
We should have like a club of some sort.
That's crazy.
Of the anime.
I don't know about that. That you might be thinking a little too far.
Yeah, we should think about that.
Anyways, the show looks incredibly violent.
Absolutely is.
I was impressed.
How violent?
Yeah. And how much violence they packed into the trailer.
Yep.
So I guess that speaks a lot for the show. I just hope that it's not one of those, you know, the first episode is hella violent, and then we're going to be in a, like, five-episode swing of nothing.
No, so the manga is the opposite. Like, the beginning is very slow to roll, and then it just exponentially crazier.
So are you telling me that, like, the first couple episodes I'm going to be like, this is boring?
Maybe.
Oh, man. What the hell?
You got to set up some dark, tragic storylines, you know?
That's not what I want to hear. Okay. All right.
It might be. It depends on how quickly they go through it. So it might be just the first episode because it's MAPPA. So
okay, for sure, fair enough. Yeah, but that was the Chainsaw Man.
God damn, that really looks good.
Yeah, it's premiering on Crunchyroll this October. Yeah,
didn't Crunchyroll buy? Didn't they buy Right Stuff Anime this week too?
Did they?
I think so.
Maybe they did.
I'll look it up while you're going on to your next pick.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But since we're on the topic of streaming services, My next one is Disney Plus. Anthony, you don't have Disney Plus.
I do not.
I have Disney Plus.
You do?
I got it with my phone plan, so I have it for the next... Oh, shit. I only have it for 2 more months.
You better start utilizing that.
Yeah, I got to watch some shows. Anyways, Disney Plus is getting a newer, cheaper tier.
Cheaper?
Cheaper.
How cheap?
Like $7 a month.
That's not bad.
Yeah. You get 4-minute ads.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to pay for ads?
That's right.
No.
But don't worry, if you don't want ads, there's a more expensive tier to remove it.
How much is that?
I don't know. 15, 16?
That's Netflix. That's fine.
Yeah.
I did hear apparently, what was it, this and like the HBO one are going to get like significantly more expensive.
They're all going to get significantly more expensive. Yeah. And they're also going to introduce the lower tiers of ads.
Brutal.
Welcome back to cable.
Yeah, welcome
everybody.
Back to television, everybody. We made it back.
Yeah, we're back. So
full circle. Companies ruin everything we got there.
I mean, I guess one could say it was inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to get here because we were in that little gray zone where streaming services were set up to, I suppose, offset the viewing habits that we had with cable.
Once they started putting unskippable ads in Blu-rays, I knew it was game over.
That's when you knew it was game over?
Yeah.
Dude, I knew it was game over when YouTube gave you unskippable ads. When the king of streaming platforms is like...
But at least those are like 5 seconds.
They're 5 seconds now.
Yeah.
But there was a time when there were no ads.
Dude, and that's when Adblocker was at its peak.
Do you remember when ads on YouTube were literally just the overlay you could X out?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I miss those days.
How far we've come.
God damn.
Now everything is at least 2 ads if you don't hit the skip button, right? Sometimes, like... The most popular videos on YouTube are obviously 30-second shorts.
Yep.
Maybe a minute.
Yeah.
But I always feel robbed when I get served a non-skippable 15-second ad on my 30-second video.
That's true.
Because then it's like, now you're asking me to spend 50% more time consuming a video. And I don't know. Anyways, dumb rant.
Dude, subscription services were a mistake.
Anyways, bring back piracy.
And also, it was Crunchyroll acquired Right Stuff Anime.
Did they?
And I think the big thing there was that they're taking out all of the porn sales from Right Stuff. So you can't buy any like hentai or ecchi content anymore. I think they're going to create like a whole separate website just for...
Oh, okay. So they're not completely like dismantling that whole market.
Yeah,
site.
But...
Like, what the...
Yeah, but they just said you can't sell it on like the main site anymore.
Fair enough. I get it. You want to separate... For sure, dude, I get it.
Porn anime gets their own water fountain, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
At what point, though, does Crunchyroll just, like, take Right Stuff and just rebrand it as Crunchyroll Manga?
Next year?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years from now?
And then they'll just have Crunchyroll After Dark.
True.
I don't know.
I see it. I can see it happen.
Yeah. Anyways, finally, my last pick is the Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak had their August update, which is officially live as of this recording, but they had a video that showed up a couple things. So I think they teased early on that Lucent Nargacuga and Seething Basil Geese would be the big headliner updates.
Yep.
They're there. surprise, surprise, they also they threw in the metal.
The metal pair.
Yeah, the metal wyverns.
Gold and silver, Wrath and Rathian.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Which I was excited to see. That was a nice surprise.
Those guys' sets are pretty sick.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Along with that, they showed off, what was the new crafting thing?
Curio crafting.
And how does that work?
So you get, so there's a new quest style.
Yeah.
It's Anomaly Investigations.
Yeah.
And your monsters level up with how good you are at hunting.
God, this seems like such a grind.
And so the higher level anomaly monsters you face, the harder they are, but the greater anomaly rewards you get. And you get new currencies that can only be used for curio crafting.
Curio crafting.
Which means if you have a maxed out weapon or armor piece.
Yeah.
So it A, has to be the max version of it. B, has, if it's armor, I think it also has to be maxed out sphere level, defense level.
Yeah.
And then when you enable curio crafting, you can't roll it back anymore.
Oh, yeah. You can't roll it back.
Yeah. So on weapons where you're able to roll back to like a different tree, you are not allowed to do that anymore. So you got to commit.
Or just make multiple sets.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, or,
man.
So there's the thing of when you roll curio crafting on these maxed armor sets or maxed weapons, you get a random buff or debuff depending on...
Or debuff?
Yeah, so it's literally just RNG.
Dude, what?
They added RNG to the armor sets.
But you can't roll it back.
You can pick it, right? So say you like this one, right? And you're like, okay, that's pretty good. That's an upgrade. I accept. You can keep rolling.
Oh, and then you can overwrite it?
And you can overwrite it.
Okay. Oh, so it's like the one in... Iceborne?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's with any piece of thing, not just
the special,
one monster.
Yeah.
So
not just the Saffy weapon, you mean?
Yeah, not just the Saffy weapon.
Okay.
So with this one, it's like, oh, I have the Rajang legs, right? But if the Rajang legs had one extra two slot instead of two one slots, you know, that'd be pretty sick. So you could roll for that. But it seems like they have like a balance in check, where if you get something really good, they might give you a negative. So they might give you a minus one skill. So I remember one, I got like, it was like a 20 point defense boost. It gave me 2-3 slots on a piece of armor I had.
Wow.
Where they normally had no armor slots.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. But then it gave me crit boost minus two.
Did you take it?
No.
Oh.
Because then I would have had to just gem in crit boost to undo the negative, right? And the three slots would have amounted to nothing.
I see.
Right? It would have been a net zero other than the 20 defense boost.
I see.
But there's a lot of playing around. And now that after you kind of lock your armor pieces, people are like, oh, there might be times where I need like the Malzino chest with a specific curio, but I also need the Malzino chest with a different curio on a different set. So you're going to be making multiple versions of the same armor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like my friend got the Sergio's gloves.
Yeah.
Those ones are sick because it gives you three handicraft.
Yeah.
But it's got no slots.
Oh no.
So you start rolling on the Sergio's gloves trying to get some slots, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's all RNG.
I can see why the grind is appealing, but I can also see myself burning on this real fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about the other things they added. Paid DLC, additional paid DLC.
I didn't know what else is going on here. What's the pay? Did they make the rainbow pigment paid DLC?
No, but you can literally be Fiorine.
Oh, her?
You,
that's cool.
You can be her.
I did kind of want to get the ones where you turn into the guild twins.
Yeah, so they said going forward, they're going to be putting in more of these items where you literally just become the characters and you can have your voice be their voice.
That's cool.
So if you wanted that, and honestly, yeah, I'd like to have the Fiorine costume stuff set. Looks pretty cool. What I wasn't able to check out is if you could just buy the layered armor that came on the amiibo for the Switch only, if you got Malzino.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I know, because for if you have this on Steam, there's no way to get it. I didn't check if that was available. I know there's other costumes that are, but there's also other hairstyles and whatnot. But yeah, because I remember I really wanted that layered armor, but who knows?
Okay.
Finally, they're adding in, starting on the 17th, I want to say, they're adding event quests, weekly event quests. Have you seen some of these?
No, I have not. I heard that there's weekly event quests, but I don't know what they are.
So they've brought back dual monsters.
Oh, like two monsters at the same time?
Yeah, like hell yeah. You want to fight silver and gold at hell the same time?
Yeah, I do. Let's go.
They brought it back, and I'm like, oh no.
Dude, and that tower map is a small.
Yeah, no, that's exactly where they showed it. I'm like, sick. Oh no. Hell yeah. No, this looks so busted.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's when I'm just like, all right, I really do got to make a Lance set and just sit down.
Lance is cool. Yeah. TJ would probably try to sell you on Gunlance, but.
No, I do. Oh, Gunlance is cooler. Actually, I guess in those situations, Pierce light bowgun is
probably. Oh, you want to do the speed run? Dude, I got a set for you, baby.
That's probably just the
I'll
real
I'll set
answer.
You up.
Yeah.
You just copy my set. Let's go.
All right. But yeah, that's the Monster Hunter update. Then they said also the next update will be coming at the end of September, so not too long.
Yeah. But and then the one after that is like next year.
Winter.
Oh, is it winter? I thought it would be like the beginning of 2023.
Winter, so it could be December. And then the next one is in next year. But they did say that they are planning far more updates than just that roadmap. So
yeah, I hope so. I hope this game can like continue to live until Monster Hunter, whatever was it, Paradise, that was rumored a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I expect the next big entry of Monster Hunter to be out maybe not next year.
The year after?
But yeah, like a year after that.
I could see that because it'd be this year is the release and then one more full year of support after the expansion releases.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that. So, and hopefully by then, you know, you'll all have PS5s or whatnot.
Kelbydrome.
Who am I kidding? We'll probably just be on PC again, if I'm being honest. But
PS5 would be big enough. I don't know. It'd be fast enough. It's got that super ultra fast SSD.
No, I think so. But I just feel like, with how we've all decided to start gaming, we're all at our computers now.
Yeah, I'm at my computer, but I can use my stuff.
Yeah, but you're the only one.
You'll start being cool like me. I don't have to tell you.
Ben, like, I don't think TJ's going to be buying a PS5.
He probably should. A lot of cool games on there.
And, like, no.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
I mean, I guess it really depends on if we get day and date release.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Monster Hunter PC isn't a number one
thing. Dude, and if it's crossplay, it doesn't matter.
That's true. I don't know, though. I think I still get on my PC.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. All right. That's where I'm at. Right, that okay. is where right. I am at.
So you're casual.
Right. I'm a casual now.
Because you're not getting the consoles. It's going to reverse. Everybody got PCs.
As the only one here who owns a PS5, I'm the casual.
You're casual. Okay. Absolutely casual. Wow. Where's your Xbox fridge, kid?
Huh?
Where's your Xbox fridge?
You're sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
nice
on back order.
Nice try.
Okay. Actually, I should check that out. Let me just hop onto the Microsoft website. Let me
just see if I can get an Xbox fridge.
Yeah, I don't think you can. It might be on backorder. I should hit notify me.
Is it? Do you really need one?
What do you mean, do I really need one?
Do you really need one?
Of course I need one. Don't you need one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what I do. Okay, no, so I don't think you can get it.
Yeah, it's probably gone now.
Yeah, I think it's... yeah.
eBay.
We are all sorry because we cannot find the page you requested.
Oof.
That sucks. Anyways, those were my picks this week. What do you got?
My picks are all fighting game related. Because
surprise, surprise.
Because Evo happened this weekend, baby.
What's Evo?
Evo is the Evolution Championship Series. It is like the Super Bowl of fighting game tournaments. It's the biggest fighting game tournament in the world. People all fly out to Las Vegas to be on the strip so that they can compete with the greatest in the world. To figure out who's the best at Street Fighter.
Sure, 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 sure.
So we have... I'm going to start off with some King of Fighters announcements. So we got Team Orochi, Team Awakened Orochi, which is Yashiro, Shermie, and Chris, but the Orochi versions.
Yeah.
So these characters are already in the game.
But these are just like their...
They're super villain versions.
Yes.
And so like Yashiro turns in from a striker into a grappler. Shermie's got electric... purple lightning shit, and Chris is almost awakened into full Orochi, so he's got like flames in his hands, because I think in the lore for that he's like the vessel for Orochi to awaken.
The vessel
That's why he has the flame hands.
Okay.
After that, later in the year, we're getting Team Samurai is gonna be Haomaru Nakaruru and I forget her name, the black girl from the new Samurai Showdown.
Yeah, I don't know her name too.
Showdown.
That's why I didn't, because I recognized the first two, but that last one was like, oh, she must be a new girl.
Oh, Darley Dagger. That's her name.
Her name is what?
Darley Dagger.
All right.
And her whole thing is like her big sword is like a saw.
Yeah.
So it does like multi hits and stuff. And so we have the SNK crossovers, but where that Saudi oil money is really coming in, baby. Dude, where all that money's really going.
Tell me.
Dude, new Garo Mark of the Wolves has been greenlit. They only got some concept art, but there's going to be a new Fatal Fury / Garo game coming out in the future. I'm pumped.
We'll see.
Dude, Garo Mark of the Wolves.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see.
We'll see. Don't get your hopes up too just yet.
After that, we had a Tekken trailer, Tekken announcement. So Tekken 7's bringing back their Tekken World Tour. The finals are going to be held in Amsterdam in February. I want to go. That'd be pretty sick. I'm down.
To Amsterdam?
Yeah, let's go to Amsterdam and go see Tekken.
Not for Tekken?
Dude, let's go see Tekken.
I just want to go to Amsterdam.
Yeah. Okay, we two birds, one stone. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe all the Koreans will show up.
Then that's. I don't want to go to then.
Dude, you can see Korea and Amsterdam in one trip.
No.
Dude, imagine having bibimbap in Amsterdam.
Okay, just because Korean people come, I don't think they're going to suddenly change the entire cuisine of Amsterdam.
Yeah, they will. All right, name one Amsterdam dish. Do it right now.
Drugs.
Hell yeah. Cocaine, let's go.
Why else? Come on.
Drugs in the red light district. Yeah. But where was I? Oh, yeah. They're having the Tekken tournament, the World Tour. They added a whole bunch of new balance changes that are going to come later in the month. New moves. It's not the end of tournament Tekken. They're rebalancing stuff.
So that update caught me off. So like immediately after Evo, they're going to rebalance the game?
Hell yeah.
Bold.
New season, baby.
Bold.
And then what's happening next is that they showed Tekken 2.
They sure did.
Tekken 3. Is Kazuya holding Heihachi, walking to a cliff's edge, throwing him off the edge. The classic.
Hold on. In my mind, yes, he throws him off.
Yeah.
But watching this video, he clearly doesn't.
He lets him slip off his hands. He's just like, there you go.
No, he doesn't. It's like the image is slowly being moved by a cursor.
Dude, that's what happens in real life. What are you talking about? That's how people fall.
It was so insanely. There was no polygonal collision. There was nothing.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I was just like, God, I can't believe I used to look at this shit and be like, oh yeah.
Hell yeah. This is
video
games. Video games are sick.
So
yeah, that happened. But as Kazuya in classic fashion goes to turn towards the camera and give him the best Tekken 2 smile you can get.
It was honestly, it's the creepiest shit.
Yeah, it's really good. And then the screen glitches out, and we get an ultra-high poly, crazy graphics version of Kazuya.
Yeah.
He's got the devil eye. He's got a scar on his face, which he currently does not have.
Oh, so really?
Everyone is like, Tekken 8, baby. Tekken 8.
Okay.
This is it. This is the tease.
Okay.
So if that's all they got, I would assume that this isn't coming anytime soon, like maybe 2024. Or like late 2023, because they're going to do the whole Tekken Championships and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see.
Did Tekken have guest characters this time around?
Yeah.
Had a lot, right?
Had Negan.
From, dude. And had The Witcher?
No, that was Soul Calibur.
Okay.
Soul Calibur 6, I believe.
That's why I got mixed up.
Dude, okay. They had Negan from The Walking Dead. My favorite Tekken character, Negan.
Didn't they bring someone in from KOF?
Yeah, Geese Howard.
That's who they brought
Geese.
In.
They brought Akuma.
Oh, yeah.
There's like an official storyline of Kazuya versus Akuma.
Yes, and neither of them win, right?
I think neither of them win, or like maybe one of them win.
No,
I don't
neither
remember.
Neither of them can win.
They need to bring in Asura from Asura's Wrath. That's what they need to do.
No, it's a step too far.
Yeah. What? Noctis Lucius Callium.
Oh,
dude.
I thought he was in Soul Calibur.
No, they got him in Tekken, baby.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's Blaze's main.
No way.
Yeah.
He plays Noctis?
He plays, no, but you got to say the full name. He plays Noctis Lucius Callium.
Oh, Callium. Yeah. You know, I've been playing more of that game, and I don't know why. In my mind, I feel like his name is Calibur.
No. Oh, because he's got the...
Yeah. I don't know.
And then Gon is in Tekken Bowling, so...
Go away, Gon.
Everyone loves with Tekken Bowl, all right?
Tekken Bowl.
But that's it for Tekken. After that, we'll move on to Street Fighter.
Okay.
Street Fighter announced their two new characters, or one new character, one old character returning.
Yeah.
For Street Fighter 6.
Yeah.
It is Kimberly, the black graffiti samurai, or ninja.
Yeah.
Sorry. Who's, I think... In the lore, she's being trained by Guy.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why she fights him?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And her whole thing is like street art and spray paint, using it as like a smokescreen and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Some of the memes coming out, a little mean, you know?
A little on point.
A little on point, you know?
Protector of the Rugrats, rival to Angelica.
Looking like that. Yep. You know, maybe the bad guy from Toy Story 1 might have the same size forehead.
That one's mean.
That one's mean.
Yeah, that one's mean. Okay.
But she's looking really cool. I like her like fast style.
She does look like she's like, I'm the parkour street edge runner kid.
She's got her super is like a crazy Azuna drop where she like pegs the ground as she drops you on your skull.
Yeah, it was. Stuff. She's definitely like maximum spider Azuna drop.
She is, I guess I would say her style, her aesthetic is like the style behind the whole game, pretty much, with all the ink and all the stuff like that. Like, she kind of maximizes the Street Fighter VI style.
She does, yeah. I see it.
And then after that, we got Jury.
Hell yeah.
Jury's back. She came in with the Akira bike slide.
Hell yeah.
She's putting her feet all over your face.
That's what I like to see.
Dude, Quentin Tarantino's favorite Street Fighter character, Jury.
That's not real.
No, that's not real. That's not a real fact.
Okay.
But if you knew about Street Fighter and how much feet Jury shows.
I love Jury. Jury's the best.
Jury's a cool character. I'm always surprised at Jury's popularity for like how little she's played, but I guess that doesn't matter.
Have you seen that character design?
True. She's a cutie patootie.
Like, everybody cosplays as Jury.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I played Street Fighter 4 is because I could play as Jury.
True. And it's funny because she's like a super technical character.
Oh, yeah. When I realized that, I'm like, oh my God, it's too complicated to use her.
Her super is chain normals. And you're like, oh, I got to think about this.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus, I have to min-max now. I'm like,
I'm out of here.
I hate this character.
But yeah, Jury's back, baby. So yeah, I think this year was probably the last year for Street Fighter V at EVO. I think next year it'll be Street Fighter VI.
Considering how hard they're marketing VI, yeah, of course. Yeah,
for sure.
There doesn't have an actual release date yet, right?
I don't believe so, no.
So we're thinking March?
I'll give it to June.
Really? That close to EVO?
Oh, true.
Because I always feel like Street Fighter drops somewhere in the spring, like April.
Okay. I'll give April then.
Okay.
I'll say April.
All right.
I'll say they'll start off with March, and they'll be like, we got to delay it.
All right.
Because there's always at least one delay.
Okay.
Nowadays. And then the last one, the main stage game, the one with the most entrants, Guilty Gear Strive.
Strive.
They announced their Season 2 pass.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that Season 1 had ended.
Season 1 had ended. They had Gold Lewis. They had Jacko. They had Baikin. Yeah. And they had Happy Chaos. After that, Who's it gonna be? Everyone's favorite femboy, Bridget, baby.
Wow, is she a femboy?
Is she? So there's been some stuff going around in the Guilty Gear community,
in the canon,
where everyone is like, dude, Bridget's trans now. Hell yeah, right? Score one for us.
Yeah.
But there's a little slight caveat to that.
What is there a frame where she whips her dick out?
Dude, that's exclusive DLC. You gotta get the deluxe edition for that one. But the I accept I'm a girl ending, or the story thing that happens, is the bad ending in her story.
You have to refresh me because I don't know.
So in the lore, in the Guilty Gear lore, Bridget was born into a town where there is a superstition where if you have twin boys, it is bad luck. And Bridget was one of those twin boys. And as the second one to pop out, the youngest, Bridget was forcibly raised as a girl.
Yeah.
But is genetically fully a man.
Okay.
And eventually, throughout the Guilty Gear games, he becomes a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And is on a quest, because I think he meets Soul Bad Guy and does whatever, to become a real man, right? To kind of shed the forced feminization of himself by his town, and to show his town that the superstition is bunk, basically. And so the whole ending that's going around Twitter right now, where Bridget's like, I am a girl, it's a cowgirl's okay, whatever, like, that's actually the bad ending of his or her story.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, right? It's like the negative outcome. So I think people kind of jumped on it without context, and I feel like the context does change a lot.
Wait, why is that bad though?
Because it implies that the fact that Bridget came to this conclusion is negative, because it's the negative ending, right? And also, negative endings and anything with multiple endings is usually not canon going forward.
But doesn't this just confirm that it's the canon ending then?
No, there's another ending where Bridget doesn't accept the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But if this Guilty Gear is saying that this is what Bridget is, then that's what it is.
Well, so that depends on, I guess, the preceding game. If in the lore, if they take the bad ending and the quote unquote bad ending and make that the one that continues forward within the game, then sure. But games don't never do that, right? Like if you have multiple endings, like if I'm playing a visual novel and I get the bad ending and then there's a second visual novel, that bad ending is never canonical. It's just like, oh, you got an ending, you picked the wrong choice, go somewhere else, do whatever, right? So it might be, it might not be, but it's a little more complicated than it seems.
I don't know. It seems pretty clear that this is a girl. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess from visually, yeah.
Like, like based on this trailer, that's a girl.
That's a cutie patootie. But the Bridget, if you don't know, uses yo-yos.
Yeah.
Is a ranged, more of a mid-range character, not like a doll sim.
No.
And is what's known as, well, funny enough, a trap character. So Bridget can set up yo-yos that kind of float in midair, and then the rope, the string is still kind of connected to her.
Yeah.
Or him. So then you can, like, oh, you think you're safe after the string? I'm going to zoom into the trap I set up, or I'm going to pop the yo-yo with some sort of explosion or whatever. And right now, a lot of the combos seem pretty cool. She's got some insane range. She's one of the only characters that can beat Soul's Dragon install super with her in his butt. So
I'm sure there'll be more balance changes to this game, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're planning a balance change later in the year, but I think the Arc Systems team has decided that they're not going to do very frequent updates. Like, they're not going to, like, small patch anything. They're going to do big patch, seasonal, maybe like once a quarter, twice a season maybe, and then kind of let the game evolve that way rather than just being like, oh, we found a problem, here's like a micro patch like every 3 weeks or some shit.
I think I prefer that method. I like it when the game like has like a certain set of rules for a set amount of time, and then, you know, if it's a new season, then we change. I don't like it when people change rules mid-season.
Yeah, that's fair, especially when it comes to like tournaments upcoming and like, oh, in the 11th hour they changed the balance on this one character and now people who main that character are fucked for this tournament, like just like point qualifiers and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's a big thing.
Yeah.
But those are the Evo announcements that happened.
Before we move on to our weeks, have you been loosely seeing what's going on in the Formula One drama world?
I keep seeing it trending, but I don't actually know what's happening.
Okay, I'm gonna do this real quick, okay?
Okay.
So, Alpine, French Formula One team.
Yep.
Who drives for them? Fernando Alonso, 2-time world champion, oldest man on the grid. He's like 40 years old, okay? But he's considered one of the best. Sebastian Vettel drives for Aston Martin.
Okay.
He has announced he's retiring. He's leaving F1 at the end of the year. So goodbye, Sebastian.
All right.
Alonso says, okay, I will sign with Aston Martin to replace him. Cool.
Okay.
This lets Alpine use their reserve driver, this kid called Oscar Piastri. You can think of him as the next, I don't know, golden boy.
Okay.
Like he's considered one of like the stars of the future, blah, blah, blah. He's Australian, whatever. But this past year, he was sidelined because there was no seats for him to drive.
Yep.
Like basically in every category that he entered, he won the championship in his rookie year, mm-hmm. until he got to F1 where there was no seats and he just sat out this whole year.
He just kept getting third seated basically.
Yeah, basically. Okay. And so, but Alpine's like, okay, well, Alonso's gone, so now we will let you drive the car next year. So Alpine announces, we are proud to announce Oscar Piastri will be driving for us for 2023.
Yep.
2 hours later, Oscar Piastri tweets, I have understood that Alpine has said I will be driving for them next year. This is not true. I will not be driving with them.
What?
Basically, he's refuted his pre-agreement with them.
How?
There's a lot of like legal things that have happened, but what he's done is he essentially signed a contract with McLaren in the background, but he did it in a window where they basically went to the letter of the law in that Piastri signed with the Alpine Driver Academy, not the Alpine F1 team. So he's only loyal to their academy, not their F1 team.
Interesting.
And that, and so the FIA said, yeah, your contract is valid with the new team you signed with, McLaren. Problem with McLaren is McLaren has, doesn't actually have a seat for him.
So he's went to another team where he's going to be third seated again.
And the other, so McLaren, what they're trying to do is get rid of Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Who has one more year left in his contract, but he has state rumors have stated he's like, I'll be okay to leave. You just got to pay me at $21 million.
That's chump change in Formula One.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to do it just because they're on a budget cap.
Just do it.
Kobe. So yeah, musical chairs has been going on and it's been exciting. It's been exciting to see all the drama.
Nice. Yeah, all the headlines here, it says 90% certain Alpine saga with Oster. Piastri?
Yeah, Oscar Piastri. Yeah.
Piastri is heading to the high court.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sounds like some serious business,
like,
dude.
It sounds like he totally fucked up. I'll feel bad if he doesn't end up in Formula One. But then at the same time, like, if you're Piastri, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've made it your intention clear that you do not want to be with this team, Alpine.
Yeah.
But Alpine wants you to drive for them. Like, that surely that relationship can't work, like, long term.
No, right? For sure. I'm just so curious in that I wonder what the timeline is from him signing the contract with McLaren to them announcing that, hey, we're going to let you drive. Because it's not like the day before the announcement they went up to him and they're like, hey, you're going to drive for us tomorrow, right? At least you'd hope so. But okay,
so there's a bit more to this story.
Okay.
That can probably fill in those gaps for you. Oscar Piastri's manager is a fellow Australian named Mark Webber. He used to be Sebastian Vettel's teammate back in the early 2010s. He's also really good friends with Fernando Alonso from the beginning of my story.
Yeah.
Sebastian Vettel announced he would retire at the end of July.
Okay.
Fernando Alonso announced he would replace him at Aston Martin at the beginning of August. Piastri has a clause in his contract that only runs till July 31st.
Huh.
And so when Alonso signed for Aston Martin on August 2nd, there was a day gap. And like I said,
Within that day.
And I told you already that Alonso and Mark Webber, Piastri's manager team, are actually like, they're buddy-buddy. Who's to say they're not all in on it?
Yeah, okay. Right? Yeah, I guess.
So, I don't know. It was just one of those like, oh man, there's no F1 for a month, but the drama continues.
That'd
and
be
I love
some
it.
Wild conspiracy. They need something for the reality TV show, you know?
I guess they do. They do.
Maybe it was the producers of that show behind the scenes, like, hey, you should probably do this.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Also, I don't feel like watching this season is worth it anymore for the rest of the year because I think Max is just gonna win. Like, it's impossible that he can lose now. He's got like a 100-point gap to second place, so it's gonna be one of those seasons. There we go.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that was my little Formula One update.
Nice.
Where do you want to go from here?
I'll start with my week. It's pretty short. I watched Evo. I watched a lot of it.
Where?
Real fucking exciting. Pools were crazy. Melty Blood Kids are hilarious.
Why?
In pools, this one guy came up with a modded Guitar Hero controller where he took out the strumming bar from the middle of the Guitar Hero controller and put a joystick in. And then he used the fret buttons to play Melty Blood.
How many buttons is Melty Blood? Four?
I think Melty Blood might be a four-button game. Yeah.
Because Guitar Hero only had...
five buttons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I was thinking Guitar Freaks.
No. Guitar Freaks is three.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that made no sense.
How did that happen? Yeah. How did he do it? But that was really funny. He didn't make it too far.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, all the people who come up with like meme sticks and stuff, usually they don't make it too far unless like the competition's dog shit. So, yeah. But that was really fun. That was a whole event. It was really great to finally have like in-person competition. You can finally see like international competition. Korea versus Pakistan was just like this massive thing in Tekken.
Really?
Yeah, because Pakistan apparently has a sick, absolutely sick Tekken scene.
Really?
That just came out of nowhere a couple years ago. And then now that they're finally back to in-person tournaments, you can have some zero lag net like versus play, you know?
Like it just came out of COVID? They just decided to like, we're all going
to play Tekken?
It was
just before COVID. This guy, Arslan Ash, I think, I forget what tournament he like debuted at, but he was just like, oh, I can finally afford to like go to one of these tournaments. And then he flew out to like, I think it was like a North American tournament and he won the whole thing. And nobody knew who he was. He was just some kid from Pakistan. And then they were like, oh.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no. Pakistan is a sick Tekken community, but we're so awkwardly placed in the world that we can't like net play properly with any like North America or Asia.
Oh.
Right? So they don't really get a lot of, I guess, play.
Bummer.
They're just kind of, yeah, zoned in. That's just how the servers are. So yeah, Pakistan versus Korea. I think, was it Japan lost Guilty Gear?
To
the Americans, baby.
Really?
Yeah. King of Fighters.
The Americans full of a bunch of weebs.
King of Fighters, which is Mexico's game.
Really?
Yeah, South America is the place to be, or Mexico and South America are the places to beat KOF character or players. Dude, number 1, 2, 3, all Taiwan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they dominated. It was crazy. But it was a really exciting Evo. There's a ton of upsets. I think a lot of the matches and like top eights are all online now. People have like archived them and stuff, so you can go watch it. But it was awesome. And there's a lot of games that I thought were pretty interesting, like Grand Blue. High level Grand Blue's kind of crazy. Really like high level Melty Blood's a little weird. Super fast pace. I think because of this, they announced that they're gonna like change around some of the mechanics and stuff, so it's not just strictly rock paper scissors. Like there's more strategy going on there. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. I kind of wish I could like go to a bar to like watch top eight Evo.
Can't you?
I don't know. Maybe not in this city. Maybe in Toronto.
Oh yeah, not here.
Yeah. But that would have been cool to see.
Yeah. Isn't there any tournaments going on at Fan Expo?
Maybe. I don't know if they're like, they're not, probably not majors, but there's probably just like the Fan Expo tournament or whatever. Yeah. I know Canada Cup this year is canceled. So.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's going to be no major in Toronto this year, but.
Yeah. I guess next year really is the year when everything's
going to pop back in, hopefully.
Yeah. Assuming, you know.
Until monkeypox.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But mostly I'm playing games. As per
surprise,
huge,
surprise.
As per huge. Like I said, I've been playing the new Monster Hunter content.
Yep.
I explained to Curio crafting. I beat all the new monsters.
Yeah, Mario 100?
Not yet. I'm like 90.
Really?
96, 97.
Huh.
I'm almost there. But the Curio investigations are really interesting. Or requests. Or sorry, the anomaly requests. Where, so you can now get these this currency called anomaly coins.
Yeah,
and you know the research guy, the guy with the black guy with the goggles?
Yeah, he has a whole workshop now.
He has a whole workshop now.
Yeah.
So when you go do requests, you get these anomaly coins, and then like the scrolls and Iceborne and stuff, you can trade them in for mantles and other items.
Okay.
So there's a way to like, it's just to get around. Like if you have the worst RNG in the world and you just cannot get that Nargacuga mantle,
you can just buy what you want.
We now have a way to like, if you grind other shit, you can just get it.
I'm glad they have that.
Yeah.
Because I really saved a lot of time in Iceborne.
For sure.
And I got to say, I wish I had it earlier in this game.
Nah, I feel like that's a... I feel like they will always... Like, not nah that I don't like it. Nah that I think this is like a mechanic that way they're not going to put in like low rank.
No. But I mean like at the start of like when you get to like MR10.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I hate how it's like... Wait a month or two, a patch will come, you'll get it.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. I thought you were saying, like, you finished high rank, give me the gem shop.
No, but if I'm, like, good enough that I could take out the same Elder Dragon 10 times in a row, but I'm not getting the drop,
that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, just let me buy it.
Yeah, you gotta set up for good luck. That's what you gotta do.
I do have a setup for good luck.
Good. Oh, so sick. But yeah, was it Silver Rathalos and Gold Rathian? They're sick. Goldrathian.
I saw they had some new moves.
They got some new moves. They got blue fire.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what is this?
Rathian has venom instead of poison. It's got the Camellios venom. No. So
do you have to gem in like poison?
So the thing is with venom is that even if you have poison resist 3, it does not take away venom. It just reduces the amount of damage you take. So it might be nice for you to have like a hunting horn that gives you some status stuff or wide range antidotes and stuff like that. But it's rough out there, baby. I definitely went through all of the new content with a lance just because I was like, I don't know your patterns.
Yeah, yet. I figured. I was like, yeah, because this shit's hard.
Yeah, I don't know your patterns yet. I got to check this shit out. And Lucent Nargacuga, ooh, baby, that's a spicy meatball.
Are you telling me the invisible agile monster is not easy?
It's pretty cool. All right. He's got this new move where like the spikes come out of his tails like before, but he sets up like poison mines. So he's a poison element in this game.
Is he?
I don't remember if he was in old games.
I mean, okay, Narga-Kuga is what, Bleed?
Yes. I don't know. I don't even know if he's Bleed in this game. I think only Seregios is Bleed in this game.
No, no, no. If he hits you with the tail beam.
I've just never been hit.
Okay.
Just that good.
That's Bleed. But,
So in this one, the tail beams and, like, the other stuff, it's poison. Poison? And he has this one move where he, like, swings his tail up around his head, and it creates an arena of poison rain around it. So if you want to get out, you need, like, a Evade Extender, or you just need to take the poison hit.
Wow.
While he does his stuff. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
And now that you said that the event quests have, like, double quests coming back, I kind of can't wait for just, like, the hard shit in a small arena. That'll be really fun.
Those are so annoying.
They are very annoying.
So annoying.
This is why we need one guy with, what's that gem? The distraction or whatever? Oh. So you take more aggro, you just go full tank, and then you got your boys in the background popping off.
I forgot. They just run. Yeah. Or they just shield,
So that stuff's cool. So yeah, the investigations or whatever. So how you get that currency is that you now have, I think this was in, was it 4 Ultimate? The Apex monsters, where you could get like level 200 Zhang or whatever. It's the same thing, basically.
Hmm.
So all the anomaly monsters, or there's more anomaly monsters now. I think Lunadragon and stuff can become anomaly. You
know, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And
I saw that.
The higher level the anomaly monster, the harder they are and the harder they hit. But the more rewards you get in terms of anomaly material. And now, when you do those requests for the science guy, he gives you like a range. So it'll be like, hey, for the next 3 quests, if you hunt a afflicted Puke Puke in the request between level 17 and 23, you'll get 2.7 more points or whatever, or more material.
God.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that once you start increasing in a request level, if you say you're level 40, right, and you have the ability to take on level 40 monsters max, if you go down and do like a level 11, you'll actually get less rewards proportional to the gap between the max and the quest you're doing.
I see.
So, like, I did like, oh, I started at like level 30 something, and then I was like, oh, I'll go like a level 5 quest because I had a monster I wanted to do. And yeah, when I went to the reward screen, it was like a level discrepancy, and it gave me like only 70% or like 65% of the rewards I could have gotten if I did a higher level thing. Mm. So this whole thing is about keeping you challenged and keeping you at like kind of the tippy top of where your skill level is.
Lame.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I kind of like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It does bring in the grind. The grind is fucking real.
It doesn't sound like this is a quick little romp. It is like a, I heard you like to play other video games. Too bad.
Absolutely not. Go fuck yourself. This is definitely the end game content. So we'll see how that lines up with the event quests and stuff like that. But yeah, all of the end game stuff that you will ever want will need afflicted parts and afflicted stuff. And like I said at the top of the show, I have like modified armor sets now where it's like, oh, I got an extra armor slot, but it gives me like -1 to hunger resistance or whatever and stuff like that. So I haven't had anything where like I had 0 in a skill and then it brought me below 0. I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, like negative.
Like in the old games. Remember when you could get like negative stamina or whatever?
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, it was brutal. So maybe they brought that back. I don't know, but we'll see.
All right.
So it's been good so far. A lot of new content's good. And I think the last other new thing I've been doing is playing Live Alive.
Oh, you started this?
I started Live Alive. I was also completed one of the story arcs.
It's on the Switch. So far.
It is on the Switch. It is a remake of a Super Famicom game. Only came out in Japan. It was all the import kids like, oh, you played Live Alive? I played Live Alive. And you're just lying because nobody knew how to import games back then.
Who are you talking to back in the day?
Dude. EGM Magazine and Forum Kids.
So nobody.
Dude, I was talking to the internet.
Oh, my God.
The internet's just as real as real life, dude. All right? I don't know what to tell you.
Beg to differ.
And it is a turn-based JRPG where you have multiple different storylines in different eras of time.
Okay.
So you have, like, prehistoric, Chinese Great War, Edo Japan, present day, near future, distant future. I think there's one or two other ones in there.
Yeah.
And they all have different storylines.
Yep.
So I finished the prehistoric storyline.
So you can choose where to start.
Okay. And what to do first. So I was like, I'm going to do this like chronologically, I guess. So, so I started in prehistoric time, and you play as a caveman with a monkey best friend.
All right.
And it's the simplest story. It is other tribe is trying to sacrifice pretty girl. Pretty girl runs away and ends up in your tribe. You save her and find her. Then bad tribe finds your tribe, takes her back, and then you have to go save girl from being sacrificed.
Okay.
But the interesting thing about the prehistoric storyline is that language has not been invented yet. So the whole story is told through grunts and pointing and idea bubbles that appear over characters' heads.
Yeah.
So they take into consideration the fact that they haven't invented language.
Hmm.
It's just like, whatever. And it's really funny because even when you go into the menus and the battles and stuff, when you go to use a skill, like the skill will be hit bad with foot two maybe.
Oh.
And like it's all super broken, like caveman language.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and all the translations so far has been fantastic. But the gameplay is really interesting. So when you do your turn-based stuff, it's think of it like active time battle, right? You know, like in the old Final Fantasy games where you'll be charging up a skill meter and then they will be two, and then you can use a move and then whatever. So in this one it's the same thing, but the timing meter, the active time meter, only goes up when you move or use a skill, because you're on like a 5x5 grid, maybe a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
And enemies can appear anywhere on this grid, and so you have to move over to them or use skills that have a range that allow you to hit them.
I see.
And some enemies will be big and they'll take up multiple squares, so you can hit them from odd angles. You can set up like poison. Like one of the monkey's abilities is just to throw his poop, but it creates a 3x3 poisoned area. All the tiles in this 3x3 area are now poison tiles. And if you end a turn on it, you take poison damage. So if you have a big enemy on there, they can take multiple turns of poison damage if they're stuck type of a deal. And a lot of it has to do with like placement and then also displacing your opponent. So if you roll up to your enemy, but you take like 3 or 4 steps to get up, they might get a turn before you even get a chance to attack, because every time you step, their bar fills before yours can pop up.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's other ways where it's like, oh, an enemy rolled up to you, but you have now the chance of opportunity or whatever. And if you hit them with like a club move that moves them back 2 tiles, they now have to either use a ranged attack or they have to walk up 2 tiles again and then use up more of their time for you to recharge and stuff.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool. I don't know if the other storylines kind of change in any way. I can't imagine it'll be too different. All the caveman skills are very simple. And this storyline was only like 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh, that's it.
To get through the caveman storyline. But I heard that kind of near the end of the game, it was either that you get like a second part to everything, or everything kind of comes converges together and it all converges in on each other.
I imagine that's probably what happens.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works going on. I think I'm going to do, because I think, I don't know if like Warring China is like, would be the next one. That's older than Edo Japan.
You don't want to just like go randomly?
No, I kind of want to go chronologically, see how that goes. Why? See if there's any consistency.
Why?
I don't know. It'd be fun.
All right.
But Live Alive's really good. Everything looks really nice in that Octopath engine. The combat's more fun than Octopath, and having a good time.
Okay.
Yeah. And it looks really nice even in handheld mode. Everything runs super smooth. The artistic choice really kind of carries that game, even if the polys are non-existent because they're 2D. Mm,
so I see.
It's really good.
Cool.
It's really good. But yeah, I did some like normal stuff. Like went out with some friends, you know, went outside.
And what? You know, breathe air.
Touch grass once in a while. I found a copy. Was that game? Outrun Coast to Coast.
You don't own that?
I own it on the PS2.
Yeah.
But I don't own it on the PSP.
Why?
Because the PSP version has exclusive Ferraris only to the PSP.
Oh, no.
And you got to unlock them on the PSP and then USB link your PSP to your PS2 to then copy over your driver's license to your PS2 memory card.
Can't you just, like, copy the save file from your PSP to the PS2?
No. That is why you have to do the whole USB. Put your USB A into the USB 2.0 slot in their PSP.
No, that's what I mean. But like, can you like download someone else's save and put it on your PSP and then do it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
That's not fun.
Oh, because buying this game.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. So I both know. So I both know.
It's like, where's this story going?
Yeah. I went like physical game shopping for the first time in a while. It's good.
First time in a while, he says.
In a while. You know, where I went out with the specific purpose of like, I'm going to go game shopping today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was a thing.
Dude, that's how I got one of my ex-girlfriends to stop hanging out with me.
Why do you say that like you're so proud?
Yeah, one time she's like, yeah, they want to come with you when you go shopping. I'm like, no, you don't. And she's like, no, let's go. I was like, all right. And then we went. She's like, I don't want to do that again. I'm like, no problem.
Wow.
But yeah, I got that. I saw this one store had the document of Metal Gear Solid 2. For the PS2.
What does that mean?
That is a interactive, like, think of it as like an interactive special features for Metal Gear Solid 2 that you can use, that you can play. So you can like look at in-game models. There's like exclusive VR missions. Like, remember like Metal Gear Solid VR on the PS1?
Yeah.
There's like exclusive VR missions that are only in the document of Metal Gear Solid 2.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
And it's like behind the scenes, like director commentaries and stuff like that. But they release it as like a separate game that you could buy.
Okay.
So I'm like, should I get that? It's a little expensive. It's kind of sealed though.
Why? How much is it?
It's like $150.
Oh.
Yeah. But the thing is like it's sealed. That's why it's $150. And I was like, I'm not going to buy a sealed game just to open it.
You would.
At that price.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, if I had the capital, yeah.
You do have the capital. What are you talking about?
No, I got to save up, dude.
You just bought something at dinner.
Yeah, that's cheaper. And I was already budgeted, all right? I was planning to do that.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I was budgeted already.
All right.
Because I had a whole month to plan that out.
I didn't realize you budgeted.
I budget.
Just game purchases, correct?
Well, it's the only thing I really buy. Yeah. Sometimes food, if I go out to restaurants and stuff.
All right.
It's not like I'm buying clothes.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
I probably do need some new shorts. I think all my shorts are stained with something.
Or I mean, the summer is almost over.
That's the perfect time to buy. Get the discount clearance.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's been pretty chill.
Cool.
What did you do? I see you have a song here.
I do have a song.
What is? Why do you have a music song?
Don't worry.
You don't listen to music.
Do you know what that song is?
No.
Oh, okay.
No idea.
Don't worry, you'll know that song when I get to my story.
Okay.
So this week, what did I do this week? I went riding my bike.
Yeah.
And then I crashed.
No way! I couldn't tell. What's on your arm, Vince?
I broke my wrist.
That's crazy.
And I sprained my foot.
And.
I have cuts everywhere.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like, you have a broken rib or something.
No. Like my whole left side or right side has like road rash.
Nice.
Like down all the to way my down. Ass.
Nice. Hell like, yeah.
From my shoulder to my ass.
So you can't sleep on that side now?
Well, I can now. Like it's fine. Right. But the first couple nights, yeah. Okay. The worst part was coming home and showering.
Yeah.
Oh. Just stung.
Stung? Hell yeah. Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Holy moly. I didn't know what to do.
Dude, that's brutal.
Yeah. I wanted to cry. I was like, this is so painful.
So was it hot water or cold water? Like, did it matter?
It didn't matter. Oh, wow. It didn't matter. Brutal. Like, water touching it. Yeah. But I had, and then, like, obviously, I took soap to it because I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, the sterilized.
Yeah. So.
Dude, you should just pour hydrogen peroxide down the side of your body. Hell yeah.
But yeah, the story goes, I was, okay, so here's the thing. I was biking, and like I told him this here before, I'm on a mission to lose weight so that by the time the fall rolls around, I can fit into all my older work clothes.
Yes.
And on Friday, the day after we recorded last week, I was riding. I planned like a 50K ride, but I was feeling like really good. as in I could feel the effects of my training plan working.
Yeah.
And I knew this because I could feel my recovery rate working like really well. Mm-hmm. So if you think about a video game and sometimes
you're well rested.
No, not like that. I mean like when you're playing like 2K.
Okay.
Or any sports game with a turbo meter.
Yeah.
You know how like that turbo meter takes a while to refill again?
Yeah.
So think of that, except mine just kept refilling.
Nice.
So like I could do sprint intervals, but I wouldn't feel tired after.
Ooh.
And like I thought it was something in my head, but I could check my heart rate. My heart rate would go from like 180 down to 110, like almost immediately after I finished.
Huh.
And I could be like, oh, I'm feeling really good.
Okay.
So whatever, we do the ride. At the end of the ride, what happens is I usually turn left and about half a block I'm at home.
Okay.
I have a backup route, which is you go straight and then you go around a little bit and double back. Yeah. The reason I have this is some days if I just need to like finish my ride at like a perfect 50K instead of like 49 point whatever, I'll do this. So today was one of those days where I was like, okay, I'll do it. At the same time, that last little route, and this is the real reason that I put this in here, is that there's a segment here, a Strava segment, that I used to hold. And that, for everyone who doesn't know, is like a little leaderboard. Like there's a stretch of point A to point B. You're the fastest through here. You're the leader. I used to be the leader. Someone stole it from me during COVID times.
What a dick.
And I never went back to go chase it. I'm like, I'm feeling good today. I'm going to chase it.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, it's 10 at night. I haven't been down this particular stretch of road in forever.
Okay.
It's not like it's a bad road or anything. It's literally like...
It's just...
It's right there outside my house, but I just never go down on a bike. But what I've noticed is they have a new bike lane there. But it is night and the lights aren't all working. Whatever. I know where the segment line is, so I take off and I go for it. What I didn't know was they were in the middle of repaving it. So there's a halfway through the road, there's like an immediate change in height. It's not smoothed over yet.
It's just sheer.
It looks like just a layer of extra road.
Yeah, brutal.
So when you're going fast on the bike and you're out of the saddle and you're standing on the pedals and you're going, the bike's tilting side to side, right? It's rocking. So I hit it, bike goes up, but because I'm rocking, the wheel's coming down sideways.
Mm-hmm.
The minute it lands, that whole wheel just turns completely to the left. So that means the front stops, inertia from the back is still coming. The bike goes up. I go over the bars.
Oh, no.
I come down. I break my fall with my wrist. The bike comes up with me because I'm clipped in.
Okay.
So it falls back on me. So I think my bike is okay. I actually did a check. I think only the seat is torn. I think that's it.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
you're not sitting on it anyways.
Yeah, it's
fine. It was riding out of saddle.
That's right. It's fine. But then I spin, and that's when I slide on my whole right side. Right. So I'm lying there. Whole bunch of people come.
Yeah, you're just like, oh.
Like people from out of nowhere. Like people from riding bikes come out of nowhere. I'm like,
where
are you guys? People from cars come stopping by. I hear someone call my name. It's my cousin and her boyfriend. They're just taking a walk down the street.
What the hell? Okay. Yeah,
and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like,
dying.
I'm like, what? Everyone helps collect my things. A bunch of biker gang comes up, like a Harley Davidson squad.
Okay.
And they're like, you all right, bro? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. And like, don't worry about it. We all fall. And then, and I'm like, okay.
Thanks for the motivational speech. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We all fall. Don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah. And then they revved their bikes and got out of there.
That's
and I'm
sick.
Like, all right, cool. And then after a bit, like I could feel things were stinging and pain, but I was like, whatever. I'm literally 30 seconds from home.
Yeah.
So after catching breath, I ride home.
Right.
My bike feels fine. Stupidly, I sprint home.
nice.
And I was like, because I was like, I should check my bike. And like, the bike cornered fine. It felt fine. I didn't.
It just fell apart again on
a
turn.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So half of me was kind of disappointed. I was like, man, I was looking for a reason to get a new bike.
Stupid frame. So sturdy.
Anyways, I get home. At this point, my wrist is hurting. But the things that are actually hurting the most are the road rash cuts. Also, my pinky fingernail. Because it lifted, like it peeled, and like I could see under it, like it was just red. And it, my God, that was probably the most painful thing.
Did you rip off your fingernail?
No, I didn't. I super glued it back.
Super glue?
Yeah, I just shut it.
I thought you got like some Gorilla Glue.
No. Like I just shut it and then I just hit it with glue to make sure that it stuck. And then, yeah. Yeah, no. Absolutely painful. When the water gets in there, that was so painful.
Sucks.
But my wrist and my ankle felt like I knew they were at the very least both sprained, but I didn't know how bad. Mm-hmm. It's not the first time I've sprained any of my joints, any of my extremities, so I didn't really think too much of it.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, the next day I woke up, I'm like, yeah, I can walk. Yeah, my wrist hurts
a little bit.
Like, it hurts if I twist it.
Yeah.
Like,
pull it. Bop it.
Yeah. But it was okay. So the following night, Saturday, went out, did my thing. And I went to an Asian night market. And
just back into the saddle, dude.
Absolutely. Side note, you need to go to one of these.
All right.
I feel like you would love it.
Why?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. Right. And let me tell you, the amount of people that go out to this thing is incredible. There must have been 5,000 people here, all in a parking lot. And it was hilarious because it's like a whole bunch of Asian people
mm-hmm.
getting Asian foods. There's like a stage with a concert.
Yeah.
And there'll be like one white guy.
Just chilling. Hell yeah.
Right?
That's me.
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh my God. But Anthony, I'm just telling you, you would love it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Just the food.
The view.
For in a parking lot? Oh my God, the view was incredible.
All right.
Okay. You would love it. It was called Nighted Up in Markham, downtown Markham. I went there, but the thing is, it's all food stall stands, so it's a lot of walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have just like pushed the muscles in my foot too much, because the following day, like, my foot really started hurting, like a lot.
Okay.
By Sunday night, I couldn't put weight on it, so I couldn't walk.
Woo.
Monday, I just stayed in bed. I didn't mm-hmm. like I could crawl like, well, I couldn't really crawl around, but like I tried to move around.
Just imagine you just like.
Well, the thing is, both my elbows have cuts in them, and same with my knees, so yeah. I couldn't, like, put weight on those either.
Oh, my God.
So, like, it was a bit of a struggle to figure out what to do, but I had just assumed that after a couple of days, the swelling on my foot would go down, and I should be okay.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, that didn't happen. Like, the swelling was still there.
It was worse.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, shit, maybe I did, like, break my foot or something.
Yeah, time to
like,
go to the hose pedal.
Yeah, at this point, my wrist was getting better. It was getting better, okay. Except I still couldn't turn it that much, but I was able to, like, grip things. Went to the hospital. I said, hey, my foot is killing me. I don't know. I think I might have broke something. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll check it out. They checked out all my lacerations. And I'm like, yeah, we'll give you a tetanus shot. Check out the x-ray machine, blah, blah, blah. And they came back, and they're like, so, your foot, perfectly fine. All the bones are in the same, are where they should be.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with it.
Nice.
You probably just sprained it really bad.
Okay.
But you have a broken wrist.
Well, your wrist on the other hand.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And like, we can't let you leave. We have to cast it. And I was like, oh, no.
That's
motherfucker.
Brutal.
Yeah. So I currently have a cast.
I love how you're like, yeah, my foot. That foot sucks. My wrist, though, that's okay. That's aight.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're like, no, your wrist is not all right. It is bad news bears.
Yeah, they showed me the picture. They're like, you see this bone? It should be attached. And I'm like, oh.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay. They're like, don't worry. It's not a bad break. It's clean. As long as you don't move it.
And you're like, I've been moving it for like the past 3 days, dude.
Yeah. They're like, it'll heal perfectly fine and you'll be as good as new. But we got to cast it. I'm like, okay. Oh, man. But the casting process is fun because.
They plaster.
Yeah, because I had the doctor there, but at the same time, I had an intern,
mm-hmm.
and so he was, like, teaching her.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a lot of people, you don't want, like, a student doing the stuff on mm-hmm. you. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah,
because cool. I got to learn.
Yeah, you got to learn all about it.
So I thought it was wicked.
I had that when I was doing blood work
done,
and they had that needle where, like, it's the vacuum,
and they twist it in,
and I was looking at it, and she's like, you can look away if you want. I'm like, no, I want to see. And then her and the teacher were like, the teacher was like, sick, I could teach two people.
But yeah, no, so it was fun, you know. I didn't, and you know, hospital visits are hit or miss, but this one was all right. It just sucks that I did walk out with a cast, and it means that
now I can sign your cast.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna keep this one, because next Tuesday I have to go to the fracture clinic. They're gonna give me an update, see if I need a different one.
When you get your carbon fiber.
Hell
speed.
Yeah.
Dude, are you going to get a wing on it?
Oh, I hope
that
so.
That downforce?
Go hella fast.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, my foot is slowly getting better. This is probably the longest I've ever had a sprain last. I don't know what. I must have just done it really bad, but.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
I don't want to. We're old, Vince. We don't spring back like we used to.
See, you say that, but all my cuts healed incredibly fast.
Yeah, that's minor. right? It doesn't matter. It's major.
So, yeah, I'm just waiting on my foot to come back, because once it comes back, obviously I'll be able to be more mobile, because you saw me today. I'm in a wheelchair, bumming up and downstairs. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it sucks. But what are you going to do? But I really just want to get back on the bike inside and just get my training up again. But yeah, just that kind of
one leg.
That kind of no.
Just train the one leg up and down.
No, thank you. But basically, that rules out any sort of like any really, really big goals I had to do for the remainder of the year on outside biking stuff, which is kind of a bummer. But
you just got
to
go extra hard.
That's
just double up.
No, you got to work back up to it, because I know, like, you know, you take like a week or two off, you're done. Like, it's.
You gotta.
He takes so much more just to catch back up.
You gotta deoxygenate yourself. You gotta.
That's not what you want to do.
You gotta collapse your lungs.
What is this?
Yeah.
Who taught you
anime?
This? Oh god. Which leads me to my week, because as you can imagine, I actually have not been outside.
You have not. Good.
I've
been telling you not to do this for a while.
Work told me, like, go. Don't bother slogging in. Stay home. Just get better. And surprisingly, there's not a lot I've actually been doing.
What?
Because I thought I would
finish Elden Ring, kid.
I thought I used this time to play video games. Turns out this cast blocks how I can hold the controller.
Dude, weak. Are you at the tips there?
You know how it is with muscle memory. Like, you have to adjust your whole grip.
I can't
do it. So I can't hold the controller.
Fair. Can you use the mouse?
I can use the mouse, but I can't use the keyboard because I can't twist my arm around
to lay flat. Oh, that high? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like,
I know what to get you.
No.
You know how they have the ergonomic mice?
Yeah, I know.
You need the ergonomic keys on the other side. Get the WASDs.
Yeah. The other thing I can't do is I can't play on my racing rig.
Okay.
Because I can't. I can hold the wheel, but I can't reach the paddle shifter on the. So I can't.
That sucks.
I also can't hit the brake pedal hard, which also lets me know I probably can't drive my real car.
No, I would say you can't.
Because I can't hit the clutch pedal because my foot hurts too much.
Dude, just use your one foot. Bring all the way over.
The good news is I'm now really hoping I don't get the call from the dealership saying that my car's in, because I wouldn't be able to pick it up. So I'm really hoping that, like, they don't call me and be like, guess what,
your car's here
just before the end of the summer, you got your car.
Oh no.
So that's what I'm hoping. So yeah, it's actually been a lot of YouTube.
Okay.
A lot of research on the things that I like to look at, bikes, watches. But in our show notes, I have written that I've been I have shown this song here called Save Me by Remy Zero.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to play an excerpt for you, and maybe you'll understand what I'm getting at when we get there. Okay?
Broken inside. All right.
He's coming up. I think he's... Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's like you too. What's going on here?
No, no. Here comes. No? Jeez. This is taking forever.
Dude, what is this? That's build up. You got to get the build up. What are you looking for? Are you in the music video? Is this what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, here. It's coming now. Do you recognize this song?
I feel very... It feels like it's very familiar, but I don't know where it's from.
You know, somebody save me?
What? Somebody need to save you from being inside?
Bro.
What's going on?
I've been watching Smallville.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? Oh, come on. We went through this already.
So, as I was going through YouTube, I found out that Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor, has a podcast called Inside of You, where he does interviews with past cast members from...
Smallville.
Or all CW shows, like Arrow, Supernatural, whatever. But just like at the beginning of July, he had a new podcast called Talkville, where him and Tom Welling, a.k.a. Clark Kent from Smallville, rewatch Smallville and then talk about it.
Come on, dude. It's riff tracks, but for Smallville.
It's so good.
It's 10 seasons.
It's so good.
You can't commit.
And then they will call in, like Kristen Crook called in on one of them. I'm like, oh, God, I still have a huge crush on this woman.
Why?
I still
Why
just
would you
am
do this
madly,
to yourself?
Deeply in love with her. I don't know how long to commit to it, but.
You're going to commit to all 12 seasons.
My goodness. What a good show. I mean, bad show, but good show.
Vince.
That was like the majority of
so
my
week. Disappointed.
That's like the majority
so
of
so disappointed.
Week. It's, oh, I didn't think it was going to come back into my life, but it did, and it came in hard.
Why?
It was good. I was into it. And then I decided that I should probably, like, you know, catch up on anime that I've missed throughout the year.
So you didn't.
So I watched Spy X Family.
Okay. All right.
I got to say, the first couple episodes, I liked it, but it didn't hook me. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't motivated to watch it.
Family buildup.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't until they had the interview episode.
Yeah.
And the man's like, that's so elegant.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's the anime lunacy I was waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm into it. I'm when into
he fucking
it.
Fucking breaks the table. And he's like, sorry, there was a fly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I was digging that. And then the episode right after that, I was like, okay, I'm in. It's the Lloyd Man episode.
Hell yeah. Where Lloyd Man.
He's got to go through the castle.
Yes.
I was like, okay, this show is 10 out of 10. Yeah, like,
yours like hammered.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, this show's amazing. This show's incredible.
Dude, I love... Oh, I forgot about Lloyd Man. That guy's
Lloyd
sick.
Man.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, why?
Why am I doing this? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that, I think. And then from there, like, that type of stuff that happens in the show that is consistent throughout the rest
of it. Yeah, yeah. And like, that's what I'm starting to see. Like, I think I'm like an episode or two after that, but yeah. It's a good show. Like, I don't have any complaints. Yeah. Slow startup, but once all the pieces are in place and we're there, it's very, very good to watch. Very good to watch. Definitely recommend watching that.
Animation's out of control.
It is. For the type of show that it is, mm-hmm. it's absolutely out of control.
It has no right being that good.
Yeah, it's kind of...
For a slice of life.
It is insane. But hey, Slice of Life is very popular. And now I understand why every girl has decided to cosplay as Yor.
Or Anya.
No one's Anya.
Dude.
Everyone's Yor.
All the girls who are short enough to be a loli cosplay as Anya.
I mean, like, I saw all the Anya memes.
Yeah, but... yeah. That's, dude, the one where she's in the wall with the Attack on Titan. Did you get to the episode?
No.
I didn't. Oh, damn. No, I didn't. Oh, okay. You got to get to that one. That one's sick. I love that one.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Spy X Family is great. But the thing I actually enjoyed the most this week, and I've known about this for a couple of years now, but I've only decided to watch now, was this series called, on Amazon Prime, it's called James May,
mm-hmm.
colon, Our Man in, and then a country.
Yeah.
This series is Japan.
Dude. I've only seen clips from this, but James May is
you
hilarious.
Would love this, but I think this might be like one of the best things I've seen in years.
Okay.
Because obviously, yes, we love Japanese culture. We're self-proclaimed weebs.
Hell yeah. But if anybody asks, outside totally, of this podcast,
we're not absolutely not.
Yeah.
But this view of Japan is clearly from the view of someone who shares nothing in common with us. Like,
yeah.
Anime? Nope. Video games?
Nope.
Nope. Manga? Nope.
Like the things they find cool about Japan are like the train.
Yeah. Or like.
Or like.
Like
they hear about geishas, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Like kind of like legitimately cool things that Japan has added to world culture.
Yes.
As opposed to just the entertainment industry.
That's the best part, dude.
But so like the first episode, he goes to Hokkaido. And what do you think about when you go to Hokkaido?
Snow.
So what do you do in Hokkaido?
Snowboard, ski.
Okay.
Eat bear.
Okay.
I heard like Bear Nabe is up there.
Okay.
You know, like it's just like cold farm, snow, hunting.
Okay. He does not at one point go snowboarding.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes up there and he's like, Japan, Hokkaido has one of the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Not elaborate, but well-developed.
Okay. Intricate.
Intricate. Dog sledding communities.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, they do. That's true.
And they have, and the dogs they use are Russian Huskies.
Mm.
And I'm like, and they just do it. I'm like, I would have never known. Would have never known.
That's cool.
But that's so cool. They go to Sapporo.
Okay.
Obviously.
Of course.
And they do, they just tell you how, like, even though only 5% of Japan's population resides in Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth biggest city in Japan is Sapporo.
Yep.
Which is, I didn't know that. I didn't realize it was that big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And so they also have that big winter festival.
Yeah. It's also Sapporo, the beer city, obviously.
Of course.
But he goes to craft beer, gets mm-hmm. craft beer, whatever. They do the whole octopus. What's the hot pot version? Shabu shabu?
Shabu shabu.
And then sashimi, octopus, whatever. They do that. They show off. Like, did you know that Japan, specifically Hokkaido, is home to the world's most violent and regulated snowball fight league?
I did not know that. I didn't know it was a league.
Yes.
That's cool.
And he participates, and it's like, it's all this stuff about Japan that is super interesting that I would never unknow or see just because of the lens of that I view Japan in,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's super fascinating. Like,
it also seems, I don't know, it seems pretty unique as well.
It's very
unique. Like, these are also things that have never been mentioned to me by, like, Japanese people I know who have, like, immigrated here
yeah.
from Japan.
Yeah.
And I've never heard about a snowball league in Hokkaido. Like, they've never mentioned that. Or, like, dog sledding or anything
like that. Yeah, like, it's wild to think about what else is out there. And obviously, he goes to, like, a real samurai swordsmith.
Mm-hmm. Sounds sick.
And he's like, yeah, there's only, like, 50 of us in the country. It takes 10 years to train an apprentice. Make a sword with me.
Yeah.
Like, blah, blah, blah. So, it's cool. I can't wait to binge the whole thing. I know his latest one is Our Man in Italy.
Okay.
Which I would love to see, too, because, like, again,
He's a car guy.
If it's just like this, then I'm not expecting to see too many
Ferraris.
Yeah, like the stereotypical Italian cultural things that everyone knows of, okay. right? And I would love to just know more about like those smaller items yeah. that are.
This town produces this specific type of cheese that legally can't be made anywhere else yeah. or something. Yeah. yeah.
Speaking of which, I think Italy is suing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually,
is it Slovenia or Slovakia?
I think it's Slovenia.
Slovenia. For balsamic?
For balsamic vinegar, because yeah. they released a thing where they said any vinegar you make or dark vinegar you make can be labeled as balsamic.
And it was like, fuck no.
And Italy's like, absolutely not, you fucking lunatics. yeah. Right? Like, was it Parmesan Reggiano can only be from that specific
yeah.
part of Italy?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And, like, the background to this is balsamic vinegar saw an increase in revenue by 61%.
Yeah, Slovenia. Yeah.
Yeah, in the past year.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. But anyways, yeah, Our Man in Japan. What a fantastic series. Like,
okay.
definitely check it out.
I saw the clip where he's on the fancy train.
Oh, yes.
And there's the meal.
Oh, yes.
But he eats part of
it. He eats it. Yeah. Like, wait, other people need to
take a picture? And he's like, what? He's like, no, we split the cost, you bum. Like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, but it is one of those things because, like, you know how, and this is not just Japan, but I would say all Asian culture where it's like, don't waste.
Yep.
But the British culture is definitely more like, if you don't like it, you're going to leave half of it.
Kobe that shit into the garbage can.
Yeah, and yeah. like you see that in this, and I'm just like, oh man, I don't know. Yeah. Like that, I always feel so bad when I see like he ordered ramen, and they're like, I'm done. And you see the bottom, and it's
all noodles.
Oh
come on, James.
Like, and you're just like,
you're
oh,
killing
man.
Me here, dude. Ramen? How are you gonna waste ramen?
Yeah, yeah.
God damn,
it's one of those.
What
things.
A bum.
Yeah. So, but it's a cool show. I dig it. I'm into it. Okay. Anyways, that was it for my week. I believe that's it for the show.
It is.
I'll be back
next week.
Yeah, with some stuff.
I'm sure you'll still be homestuck.
Don't say that.
I'm sure you'll still be here for at least 3 weeks.
I am planning to be on my feet in 2 days.
I think you'll be here for about maybe 2 more weeks.
Listen, I'm not feeling pain anymore.
It doesn't matter. You got to worry about, like, just because you're feeling okay doesn't mean it's set properly.
Oh, my wrist will be, my wrist will be whatever. But I just need to be on my feet.
But you don't know what long-lasting damage is happening in your muscles and your foot.
Doctor told me I'm okay.
So really, I think you should just chill.
If this is the fastest route to a cyber leg, I'm all for it.
I'll damage the shit out of this foot. I'll get those moon shoes.
I'll never get tired pedaling my bike.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Bye.